It's also hard for the many Nepalese who live outside Nepal to hear about all the devastation back home. One of the largest Nepalese communities here in the U.S. is in New York City, and it sprung into action not long after the quake hit on Saturday. Members have held vigils and worked to organize ways for people to help. Bruce Wallace sent us this story from Queens.
We dedicate most of our time for this cause.
Last night, a few hundred people crowded into a small plaza in Queens, New York. Originally, a local Muslim group had planned to use the plaza, but they ended up hosting a vigil for Nepal.
Our prayers continue for them, and we'll continue our prayer for them. May Allah bless all of us again.
An imam hands the mic over to a woman who leads the crowd in singing Nepal's national anthem. Woven from hundreds of flowers, we are one, Nepali. We are all a garland from Mechi to Mahakali, the first line says. The garland stretches to Queens, too, which thousands of Nepalese now call home. Now they're grieving about the earthquake's destruction and sharing anxiety about what's still unknown.
Because this morning we had our members who come because they have not been able to talk to their family members. They don't know whether they're still alive or not, what they're doing, if they're alive, what they're eating, what's happening, they don't know.
You feel so helpless being so far away.
Sering Lama's family lives in Kathmandu.
Up until this afternoon, I didn't have contact with my family, so kind of finally getting to know that they're safe was a big relief. But it's you want to be there for them. You want to be there with them. And it's hard to be so far away and not being able to do anything.
So she's doing what she can, circulating through the crowd, collecting donations for a local group that's sending money back to Nepal. The earthquake is also mobilizing other people here with strong ties to the Himalayan region. A few hundred Tibetan expats gathered nearby in a converted warehouse. Earlier in the day, the United Sherpa Association, whose members come from eastern Nepal, held a Buddhist prayer ceremony. People light prayer candles and leave donations. Ang Galjin Sherpa is a group leader.
We have friends here whose villages are in a very remote area. You can only access it by helicopter. And to transfer materials from Kathmandu to these places is going to be very expensive.
Back at the vigil, the speakers finish up. People linger and chat. Nisha Sunar struggles through sadness and limited English to talk to me.
But my country is... Pray my country, please. My mommy, papa not contact, so I am very worried.
Sunar was a folk singer in Nepal. She moved to New York a year ago. Her words trail off, so she sings a few lines of a song.
Mama re pani mero desh bachi rahos.
The lyrics say, even though I'm dying, my country's still living, her friend tells me.
Mama re pani mero desh bachi rahos.
For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, Queens, New York.
From New York to Kathmandu with love there. Whether you're in Queens or anywhere else, if you're looking for ways to help survivors of the quake in Nepal, we've made a list of 7 vetted charities doing relief work in Nepal right now. That's at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman, back with you tomorrow.